In a strip mall in downtown Ashland, right between the liquor store and a donut shop, you'll find the modern barber shop.
Yeah, the only thing really modern about it is we have LED lights and a fan that automatically turns on when someone goes to the toilet.
That's Glenn Miller, the owner of the modern barber shop. He admits the name is a bit ironic now. Looking around the shop, it's straight out of another era. The chairs are vintage 50s chrome and leather. The walls are crammed with knickknacks, old posters, and taxidermied animal heads.
There's stuff in here. I don't even know what it is or where it came from, but there's this, did you see that ball over there, that furry ball?
No.
We asked people what they think it was, and they come up with all kinds of things, but it was a hair ball from a cow's stomach, only found at Modern Barbershop.
The business hasn't changed much over the years. They charge $16 for a basic haircut, and they don't do shampoos, styling, or dyes. It's walk-in only, no appointments. And in a world of unisex salons, they still cater mostly to men.
99.9% men. There's a few gals that get their hair cut shorter and come in here.
Barbershops like this one are an increasingly rare sight. For decades, the number of barbershops in the country has seen a steady decline.
It's all been turned into hair dressers, cosmetologists, beauticians. It was kind of sad to see a dying art.
Nevertheless, the men that work at the modern barbershop keep cutting hair the same way they've done it for decades.
There's over 200 years of experience cutting hair among the barbers that work here. So yeah, we're ancient.
Vern Cordier started working at the shop sometime around 1966. He doesn't remember exactly when.
I told people that I got into barbering because I'd be inside. I didn't think it'd be all that hard, but it turned into more of an art for me, you know, being able to determine what a customer wanted and then to give it to them. But barbering is an art. And you've got to have a little bit of an artistic flair in order to be able to serve a customer.
Vern is close to retirement now, but he says the shop is in good hands. And those hands belong to a man called Little Joe. He's the youngest employee at the shop by about 20 years, and he's entirely bald.
Because it's like never trust the skinny cook. Watch out for the bald barber, right?
The other guys in the shop went to traditional barbering schools, which don't really exist anymore, so Joe learned the techniques on YouTube. He does old-school haircuts as well as newer styles. And in recent years, he's seen a resurgence in traditional barbering, mostly due to one haircut, the fade. Short on the sides, longer on top, in 2015, GQ named it the most popular haircut in America. For people who want this style, barbers have one clear advantage.
Some of the shorter haircuts have come back into style. And basically, you know, to do a good job on shorter haircuts, you need to be good with clippers. And barbers have the clipper skill.
No one who works there knows exactly when the modern barbershop opened. They know it's been in business at least as far back as 1931, thanks to an old calendar they found in the shop. Back then, it was in the heart of downtown Ashland. But by 1980, the rent was too high and it had to move. The modern barbershop has weathered economic downturns and an increasingly upscale Ashland. It still does steady business. So Glenn Miller is optimistic about the future.
I think we're going to carry on tradition. We're going to keep on keeping on as long as we can.
That is, unless long hair comes back into style. Mitchell Johnson, JPR News.